Why is the Mashiach the focal point of the redemption? When I think of the redemption, I think of the pasuk that Hashem will circumcise our hearts, there will be a global awakening to godliness. I think of the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem. I think of how there will be a king of Israel, and he will be the Mashiach. But that seems to be just one part of the whole redemption process. Yet it seems that Mashiach is the goal. We sing, we want Mashiach, not we want Geula. It seems like we, the Jewish people, are waiting for a person to come and save us from our exile. Shouldn't we have more focus on our waiting for God to do this? Chaim from Amherst, Massachusetts. Okay, Chaim, the way that the Rabbanu Shel Olam told us that this Geula was going to come was that he would send a person who would become the king of Israel, Mashiach, the anointed king, and that he, through with God's obviously directing all of this and bringing it about, would redeem the Jewish people and usher in Yemos HaMashiach, the times of Mashiach. But the times of Mashiach and the Geula can't come until someone comes and claims to be Mashiach and fulfills what Mashiach is supposed to do. So the Rambam Taka says, Loma Nisavu Yisrael Yemos HaMashiach, to the times of Mashiach, meaning the Geula. But since the way that God ordained that that Geula should come will be through someone who will achieve what Mashiach is supposed to do and bring about this Geula, that's God's will. So waiting for Mashiach is waiting for someone to come and initiate Yemos HaMashiach, and all of that is Ratzon Hashem, and that's the way that God said it will happen. So that's the Ratzon Hashem, and that is the Geula that's brought about by the Rabbanu Shel Olam in the way that he chooses to bring it.